This chazar zechinish b'chachetz u'shvag v'am yehudim sechus b'abu kama daf hey. Fact number, the Tanna of our Mishnah states a number. He says there are arba, four, to exclude the additional cases taught by Rabbi Yishaya. Rabbi Yishaya states that there are 13. He gave a number to exclude the additional cases taught by Rabbi Chiya. But why did Rabbi Chiya give a number of 24? What does he mean to exclude? And fact number, he meant to exclude the cases of a moiser, an informant, and a koyin who makes a carbon pigle, which then requires the person to have to bring another carbon. Fact number, why doesn't he taka list those cases as well? We can say he didn't list the case of pigle, maybe because he wasn't discussing kachin, but why doesn't he list the case of moiser? And where Moise is a damage done through speaking, and he doesn't list such damagers. For acting more, the case of a defamer is a damage done through speaking, and yet he lists it. Mar said, no, because the defamer comes along with an act of bia as well, so therefore it's not just speaking. For acting more, the case of Adam Zoim is done solely through speaking, and yet he mentions that. Mar says, although in a Hanami there's no act that's done but a case of Adam Zoim, but the Pasuk refers to it as an act. The Pasuk says, Kasher Zaman la sois le'ochim. For acting more, we've explained that the list of Ovis in our Mishnah means that there are toldos as well. What are the toldos of the additional cases of Ovis listed by Rishai? Everything where Rav said they are referred to as obvious not because they are told us necessarily, but because they're obvious in the respect that they're like obvious that if the damager wants to pay with land, he has to pay with the best land, the Meitav Ha'aretz. And this is learned from Gzeir Shavar from all these cases on the words Tachas, Nasina, Yishalim, and Kesef. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Loya Ri Ashor Keria Maver. It's written in the name of Rav explained. The Mishnah is saying maybe the Torah could have just written one of these and we could learn out the others from it. The Mishnah then says that we would not be able to learn out one from one. The Mishnah then said, Veloy Zev Zeshiesh Bahem Ruachayim Ramashashin. And Rav said, the Mishnah is saying that maybe the Torah could have written two of the Avais. Maybe let's say Shor and Maver. And we could have learned out the others from these two. The Mishnah then says that we could not have learned out the other Avais from these two either. Rava said, in truth, the Torah could have written the Av of Bor along with any of the other Avos, and with a Tzara Shova, with a common characteristic, we could have learned out all the other Avos damages from that, except for Karen. Karen could not be learned out because Karen is always different. We'd always be able to say that the person is, maybe a person is Chayiv by the other Avos because they're a Mu'ud Mitchilasan from the beginning, but Karen, which is first a time, then a Mu'ud is different, and therefore maybe can't be learned out from the others. And even according to the view that given the fact that by Karen there's intent to damage, it's considered therefore more stringent of a damager than the others, even Kerev couldn't be learned out from the Tzara Shava of Bor and any of the other damagers. If so, why did the Torah Taka write each Av in the Pasuk? Because we could have learned it out from the others. And for the Gemara, each one was written to teach a certain halacha that's unique to that Av. And the Gemara explains, Karen was written to teach that the halachas of Tam and Mu would apply to it and doesn't apply to any of the other Avos and Nezikim. Shane and Regal were written to teach that they are potter when done in the Rishus HaRabim. Bar was written to teach that a person would not be chayiv for kalim that were damaged in a bar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that the one is chayiv for kalim in a bar. Bar was written to teach that one would not be chayiv for a person that was damaged in a bar. The Adam HaMazik, the person who himself damages, is written to teach that he is chayiv to pay for the additional forms of payment, for pain, for healing, unemployment, and embarrassment. Fire was written to teach that the person is potter from paying for items that were hidden in the stack of produce that he burned. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that he actually be chayiv for hidden items. Fire was written to teach that the person is even chayiv for damaging a plowed field, meaning that he hardens the field and has to be plowed again, and for blackening the stones of another person. One would think it's not true damage, so the pasuk comes, it's written separately in the pasuk to teach that he is chayiv for that type of damage as well.